Four Democrats will compete against each other in New Jersey's U.S. Senate primary tomorrow. State Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver is trailing in the polls, and as Jessica Gould reports, she might have the most to lose as well.
Sheila Oliver made a name for herself as the first African-American woman to lead a legislative house in New Jersey. Now she hopes to be the state's first female U.S. senator.
There are 14 people in your congressional delegation. Not one of them is a woman.
It's a long shot. Newark Mayor Cory Booker is way ahead in recent polls, carrying 54% of likely voters, compared to Oliver's 5%. And not only that, but Oliver and Booker both represent parts of Essex County.
I think her struggle in running for this is that the very people who helped her to ascend are the main ones supporting Cory Booker.
Ron Rice Jr. is a Newark councilman. He notes that local party leaders like Essex County Executive Joe DiVincenzo have lined up behind Booker. So he says Oliver's decision to run against the famous mayor is an independent, even defiant move. This is how she explained it to reporters back in June.
Just because you have served in Congress, as Holt and Ballone have, and just because Cory Booker has determined that that's the next stop he wants in his career, that doesn't mean that you automatically get to do that.
But Councilmember Rice wonders whether that decision could threaten her leadership in the legislature.
The problem I think she will have after this is that she does not do well. I think party politics says that they will smell blood in the water. And some of them will, I think, in Essex County and statewide, will make moves against her as a speakership.
Still, Newark resident LaVita Johnson says she respects Oliver's track record in the Assembly, where she pushed for paid family leave and helped create the Department of Children and Families. Plus, Johnson says she's glad that another Essex County Democrat stepped up to challenge Booker.
Seeing all the homelessness and unemployment, I've never seen a city this bad.
That's why Johnson says Oliver is her candidate.
She stands up for what's right. I mean, you're going to face many challenges, but you have to do what's best for the constituents.
Here's one challenge. Early this month, Booker's campaign reported raising more than $8.5 million. Oliver's campaign reported less than $12,000. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.